Well, a lot going on in Washington this week, and we're going to be keeping an eye on it. A number of President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees facing hearings. President Obama delivers his farewell address, and Trump holds his first press conference since July. Now, Congress is already working to fulfill one of Trump's campaign promises, the repeal of Obamacare. But what else could the Trump administration get done quickly, say in its first 100 days? And does history offer any guide? Joining us now is Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. Julian, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And beyond the repeal of Obamacare, and it's clear that there are a lot of questions about what might replace it, what else do you think Donald Trump will focus on quickly?
Well, obviously, I think he might start to threaten some of the overseas agreements that President Obama entered into, including the Iran nuclear deal, and he could start without doing anything, just raising concerns about it and making arguments that Iran is violating some of the terms of the agreement. A second thing, which will be very important, I imagine, are tax cuts. This is what Republicans tend to start with, and I think he will be on board with some kind of tax cut package early on.
And how important is it that he have success early on, that he gets things like this done right at the beginning of his presidency?
Well, it's important. All presidents are limited. They have a much shorter window than they imagine when they're campaigning. And the closer you get to the midterms, which are just 2 years away, the more skittish many members of both parties will become about doing anything controversial. So you have to use your time well. And right now is the shock and awe moment when, you know, many people in Congress are still somewhat overwhelmed by his success and he has a little space to govern.
Let's go back and look at some of what other presidents have done right away, right after they took office. Here is a famous moment of transition.
Day one of Ronald Reagan's presidency and day one of freedom for 52 Americans. Though thousands of miles apart, these two historic events moved almost on parallel tracks today. The new president had not been in office an hour when the former hostages became free men and women again.
So that was January 20th, 1981. The Americans held hostage in Iran for more than 400 days were freed as Jimmy Carter was leaving the White House and Ronald Reagan was being sworn in. Reagan gets credit for their release. Is that fair?
Not really. President Carter had negotiated the deal, and it was held up at the very end because they didn't want to give him credit for the release in Iran. So it's not really Ronald Reagan's doing. That said, if you were watching the television, watching the inaugural procession, President Reagan looked like a hero, and he got credit for that, even though he wasn't really the person who worked this out.
What else was he able to do right away as he started his first term in office?
Some of what he does is he uses executive power to move quickly on things. For example, he pushes through deregulating energy markets, oil markets, and that was a very important issue for him during the 1970s, and he doesn't need Congress to do that. He also launches and starts the process of pushing for one of the biggest tax cuts of post-World War II American history. So he also starts to get to work on his bigger agenda as well.
What about Lyndon Johnson, who made unprecedented progress right away on civil rights when he took office?
Yeah, there's barely a second from the moment that he takes office to the time that he starts working on legislation. He's less interested in executive power. He is very committed to trying to move forward the civil rights bill that Kennedy had finally proposed toward the end of his presidency. He's working Congress. He's trying to make sure this bill gets to the Senate. He's also pushing for a tax cut, a tax cut that will help working and middle class Americans right from day one. So he is another example of a president who allows his energy to move him from the very start of the term to work on big bills.
It seems like I'm sensing a theme here that presidents like to pass tax cuts as soon as they take office.
They do. They're two very different kinds of tax cuts, but that is true of both Johnson and Reagan.
What do you think we'll remember about what President Obama did in his first 100 days?
Well, he was focused primarily on the economy, and I think we will remember him, and some people won't remember him fondly, but he was very aggressive both with financial markets and the economic stimulus in trying to create a period of normalcy after really a horrendous crisis that the nation had gone through during the election. And I think when all is said and done, that will be the focus. Healthcare will come, but I think it's what he did for the economy at that moment that was most defining, most important. He also moved away from torture, for example, in our counterterrorism program, which we don't talk about, but was important. Yeah.
That's Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton's Woodrow Wilson School. Julian, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.